This is your Northwest Report for Wednesday, January 11th. I'm David Sparks. And Idaho Congressman Mike Simpson recently voted for two pieces of regulatory reform legislation designed to prevent regulatory overreach by the Obama administration during its final days and to return accountability and transparency to the federal regulatory process. The total cost of regulations imposed by federal agencies is estimated at $1.88 trillion annually. Mr. Simpson said that each year federal agencies issue regulations without considering both their cost and benefits. He continued that Congress needs to reestablish its authority to oversee these rules in order to reduce the burden on all businesses and stimulate real economic growth. I talked with the congressman's spokesperson, Nikki Wallace.
Throughout his term in office, President Obama has disregarded the economic impact of his regulatory actions on the American people. Congressman Simpson does not intend to allow this administration to continue imposing its onerous regulation without the consent of Congress in its final days. This legislation would provide Congress the flexibility to swiftly disapprove of any attempt to push forward these burdensome rules.
And while we're on the topic of rules, AgriPulse.com is telling us in an op-ed piece written by Will Bentley, Georgia cow-calf producer and executive vice president of Georgia Cattlemen's Association, that, quote, while the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administrations, or GIPSA, proposed livestock marketing rule comes with a name like the Farmer Fair Practices Rule, don't trust it. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.